Each week, Valerie Brown Kucherov brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely. Maybe a little too fiercely.
The morning after our arrival in France, we drove from Calais towards Paris. The kids were relieved that I had given up my mock British accent, but they seemed equally unimpressed with my faux français. Our trusty travel agent had advised us that staying away from the heart of the city would save us considerable euros. We checked into our hotel, which was in a town called Le Mer-sur-Seine. We were delighted with the small town feel and the proximity to the metro station. The Parisians told us proudly that the city metro travels over 600,000 miles per day. That's about how many miles we traveled circling a confusing roundabout on the outskirts of Paris. Of course, our first destination had to be the famous tower. After a restful night, we planned to arrive early because we knew tourists would be crowding the popular attraction toward lunchtime. It wasn't even quite light yet when we arrived at the metro station. 19 helpful French strangers assured us that it was of the utmost importance that we got on the direct, non-stop line to the city center. They told us that if, by some unfortunate chance, we got on the multiple-stop route, it would take us hours upon hours to get close to the Eiffel Tower. So once we were 100% sure that we were boarding the correct train, we settled in for the high-speed, non-stop trip. 3 minutes later, the first of approximately 79 stops was announced. Somehow, we had missed that direct line. We used the extra time to download French translation apps on our phones, purchase tickets online, eat all the granola bars we had packed for later, bicker with siblings, and spill 2 water bottles all over our clothing. When we finally arrived at the correct station, we made the delightful discovery that someone's granola bar had been dropped on the seat, leaving a large, unsightly skid mark on the rear of my light blue pants. My 13-year-old son was sure that the slender, sophisticated French woman wouldn't notice the stain if I tied his ratty old sweatshirt around my waist. Upon emerging from the Champ de Mars station, we kind of felt that we really were on Mars. The contrast from our rural hotel and the busy city was so marked. We split up, and the more intrepid ones headed to wait in line for the trip to the top of the tower. As listeners know, I do not need daring feats to achieve personal fulfillment, so I opted to stay par terre. As soon as our group caught sight of the famous landmark, a vendor approached us carrying hundreds of miniature Eiffel Towers. He had Eiffel Towers hanging from his hat, his shoulders, his elbows, his waist. He jangled more loudly than a school custodian's belt. I'm really not sure how he instantly knew we weren't Americans. I mean, I was wearing a beret, and Joel kept shouting, "Bonjour! Bonjour!" at passersby. Yes, Joel even starts random conversations with people in other countries, but at least he can't recite their junior high sports statistics. He must have been super perceptive because this guy picked us out despite our amazing assimilation skills. The vendor said, "Oh, we love Americans. For you, free." And he handed Clementine a cheap keychain. We said, "Merci," and continued on our way, or we tried to continue on our way. The man said, "Let me show you how to take a picture." He grabbed Joel's phone out of his hands and took Clementine's arm. He positioned Clementine so that it looked like she was holding up the Eiffel Tower and snapped a photo with Joel's phone. Then he handed us a large model of the Eiffel Tower and said, "For Americans, only 20 euros. That's when we knew our naivety was written all over our clueless faces. I grabbed the free keychain out of Clementine's hands and returned both of them to the vendor. We obtained 2 things from that experience: a very cute picture of Clementine holding the real tower in her hand, and a lesson learned. You can check out that photo on the Facebook.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at the same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kucherov, with production assistance by Ron Rolfe, Angie Hafley, and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Tune in next week.